Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Today, what I want to focus on is the topic of variants. Leanne, in the past 3 days or so, the number of variants that have been detected have not only increased, but the people that are affected by this virus and this variant have gone up as well. Let's start there and talk about that.
Colorado is in a good position to do genomic sequencing and study variants. And I think we're lucky to live in a state that has this capability. You know, unfortunately, though, this capability is in short supply around the U.S. And even here in Colorado, we are not able to sequence the overwhelming majority of our samples. So we are relying on kind of a representative sampling of positive tests to determine what the spread of the variants are in our communities. And now that Colorado has detected enough variants over the last couple of months, they have added it to the state dashboard. And San Juan Basin Public Health is including this information in our dashboard. But we do want to caution people that when we look at overall numbers of cases of variants, this is related to, you know, obviously a representative sampling of cases. So it's not an exhaustive number, right? It's just an indication of where we're finding the variant and potentially how it's spreading. So the other thing that Colorado is doing, and this is in conjunction with CDC, is adding some extra layers of disease investigation activities around places where we are finding variants. So in our local community, if someone tests positive and their sample is run for genomic sequencing and it turns out it's one of the variants, they will be investigated by the state, and then they may do kind of this additional outbreak investigation, whether it's household members, family members, workplace, right, so that they can start to get a better handle on how these variants are behaving in real life.
And the past week, at least, La Plata County, of the two that you have seen, and Archuleta County for that matter, have seen an increase in positive cases. Do we know if this is because the UK variant is more transmissible, or what are you thinking that the transmission is with all of these positive cases you're seeing?
And I think that's why Colorado is going to add in this extra layer of study for the, you know, the variant cases. But I think in general, you know, over January and into February, we were seeing this really steady decline from our winter surge, right? Colorado experienced a winter surge. Most states across the country did. And we saw this real, real steady decrease from week to week since that surge. In March, that decrease started to kind of flatten. And now we're starting to see that that decrease may be reversing course and turning into an uptick. So it's a little bit unknown if that uptick is related to variant spread, variants being more transmissible, or if it's related to kind of a relaxing of protocols and a relaxing of precautions. We all have pandemic fatigue, right? We're all looking forward to the point where we can gather indoors, visit with people that, you know, safely. And unfortunately, it often appears as cases come down, you know, just by human nature, we jump the gun and we say, okay, like, it's time, you know, our cases are down. We've been hearing for weeks and weeks good news. So let's just engage in riskier and riskier behavior. So it's a little hard at this point to tease out which of the two that it is. It's probably both. So we're just going to have to work as a community to remember, you know, we still have protocols that we have to follow. We're good at following them as a community, and this is not the time to let your guard down. And we're going to just keep reminding that to people.
And looking at, as of March 13th, just 2 days ago, San Juan Basin is reporting that 20% of individuals in La Plata County are fully vaccinated, and almost 30% have at least one dose in that. And those numbers are pretty comparable over in Archuleta County as well. So this is a mix of like, oh, we are doing better than most of the state, and we still have work to do.
Yeah, it's hard to be in this really mixed message time. We're doing great as far as getting vaccines out, and we're seeing the community really interested in getting their vaccines. And we're hearing the CDC start to make some different recommendations for what individuals can do when they're fully vaccinated. So, you know, I feel very, very proud and fortunate to be in this community that is interested in getting vaccines as they become available. You know, right now, our biggest barrier is availability of doses. Supply is not where we would like it to be. But again, we're well ahead. We're ahead of the state of Colorado. We're ahead of the rest of the country. We're doing great in getting vaccines into arms, and people can start taking those small steps that the CDC is allowing for fully vaccinated individuals. It's like a small step. It's a little bit of a measured step forward. It is not an indication that the pandemic is behind us, right? And so that's a really, really tough message. And we're just going to keep repeating it and asking people to keep going.
And now we're on the heels of spring break and people wanting to, that are having cabin fever, that want to bust out and trying to say, oh, well, we're fully vaccinated. We're going to go do X, Y, and Z. And then adapting to this new normal and introducing it, Leanne, it is a really mixed messaging time. And especially at a hot spring break, people want a vacation mode as well.
We all have cabin fever. I mean, we're all ready to find out, you know, what are the things we can do. And if 20% of us are fully vaccinated and 30% have started our series, you know, which are just great numbers to have down here locally, we're going to be kind of having a bit of a push-pull for a while. What we really want to remind people is the CDC will begin to offer more behavior and allowances of behavior as we get larger percentages of the population vaccinated. But right now, you know, we're still in a pandemic. We're still recommending only travel for essential reasons. If you are traveling for, you know, a break with your family, then do it, you know, as safely as possible and remain in your bubble, right? And so some of the things that we find is that when people travel, it's not the action of getting in a car and going someplace with your family. It's not the hikes that you go on. It's not the camping that you're doing together, you know, with your family or potentially with one other household. It's the other things that go along with that. It's if you eat in restaurants, do more activities inside, or spend more time with more families, right? Other than just kind of a really small group. That's when we start to see some spread. We are really concerned locally how this is going to affect our case numbers after spring break. Prior to spring break, since we have been seeing this uptick, we're concerned that we're having an influx of tourists into our community. We have community members, you know, sort of testing the boundaries a little bit about what else they can do. And these together could lead us into some trouble in the coming weeks.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
Thanks for the opportunity to talk about spring break. I think we all really do need to be cautious during this kind of vacation season. And then the other thing we have to talk about is what we do when we're not on break. And if we are sick, if we're symptomatic, if we have learned that we've been exposed to someone who is test positive or symptomatic, we really, really need to stick with the precautions that are in place for those situations. And what that means is, please don't go out if you're sick. Don't go out if you're symptomatic. Don't go out if you've learned that you've been exposed. Don't go to school. Don't go to work. Don't go to any organized activities. Don't get together with other families. What we have found locally is that a lot of our uptick over the last couple of weeks are people feeling, you know, a little bit sick, a little bit icky, maybe learning that they were exposed and still engaging in kind of normal activities of daily life. And this is probably related to the idea that we're, you know, we keep hearing good news. So when someone is feeling a little sick right now, they're often attributing it to, you know, another type of cold that's going around, or maybe seasonal allergies, or just, you know, thinking like, oh, you know, I don't really think that I'm sick. And so I'm imploring people, if you feel sick, please don't go out, go in for a test, and let's find out what's going on with you so that we can keep this under control as a community during this period.
Leanne Jalan, thanks so much for your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.